that a Rachman, we need to build the profile of a Rachman, which we're saying is feeling compassionate, having the proper das to give that compassion, because every recipient of Rachmanis has a different need. And 90% of the time, the need of the recipient of Rachmanis is not what you see on the surface. You think you see on the surface, he's going through, and you feel Rachmanis for that person. But most of the time, it's something that's deeper than what you see on the surface. And that, if you have the das, now what is das? We'll talk about das in a second. Das is the next thing. But first, just whatever the das is, that I know to have my Rachmanis and to be merachim, then I have the ability to give proper Rachmanis based on the recipient's needs, then I am called a Rachman. I get the profile and I'm graduated with a toar, how do you say a toar, a title, the title of Rachman. I become a Rachman. When I'm a Rachman, then the Rebbe says, I could be a leadership. Because leadership needs Rachmanis. Leadership needs Rachmanis. If I want to be a proper leader, I cannot be a leader, can't lead my household, can't lead myself. Let's start like this. Can't lead myself. I can't lead my household. I can't lead. Because without Rachmanis, I cannot lead. And the Rebbe brings examples of Rachmanis. I don't want to go into all the examples that you'll see in the Torah. Now, who was this perfect picture, poster picture of a Rachman that was a leader? Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Klal Yisrael, and he will be the leader. Ki Mashahaya Hushiyah, Kehelis brings a puzzle. Mashahaya Hushiyah is the Rosh Tevis Moshe, because Moshe, the one who led us, the biggest leader that ever led us, and Moshe was full of Rachmanis. How did Moshe Rabbeinu be Zaycha to this title of being the leader and the poster boy picture of Rachman and Manik? Because he was Maisa Nefesh. What is the biggest quality of a Rachman? Mesiris Nefesh. Because if I feel, by the way, we see it in this week's Pasha. Because in this week's Pasha, the Torah brings us only two stories of Moshe Rabbeinu before the snap. What are the two stories? This week's Pasha. Mitzvah to save the Eid.
Right.
Is that Rachmanis or not?
100%.
Yeah, but he killed the Mitzvah. He didn't have Rachmanis on the Mitzvah.
Yeah,
das means that he had Rachmanis on the Mitzvah, because it says Vayifen Koy V'Choy, Rashi says, he saw Vayar Kienish, he saw that there will be no das that's going to come out of this Mitzvah, and that's why he was a waste of Zerah. He killed him. Otherwise, the next day he comes out and he sees two people fighting, two Yidin fighting, and he says, Rasha Lo Masakar Re'echa, he doesn't kill him. He's giving him Musa, he's giving him Terechacha. Rachmanis, a different type of Rachmanis. But what did you see? What do you see from both stories? That it was Maisa Nefesh. So Rebbe says, but that's not enough. There's a Mesiris Nefesh of physical Mesiris Nefesh. There's emotional Mesiris Nefesh. And there's a highest level of Mesiris Nefesh, which is spiritual Mesiris Nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu came when after Eden went and they sinned in the eagle. The Eibishter says, I'm going to wipe out Klal Yisrael. I'll make you, I'll start Klal Yisrael through you. Them I'm going to kill because they betrayed me. And Moshe ignores the Eibishter, doesn't answer him. Why are you getting angry at them? They're not so bad. And it's you, it's your fault. He's telling the Rabbanim, you have to carry the sin. And the last words he says, what is he saying? Don't tell me you're going to make me big. There is no me if there's no Klal Yisrael. There is no me, not just there's no me physically and emotionally. Erase me. I never existed. There is no purpose. There is nothing. That is the highest level of Mesiris Nefesh possible. And that is why he was Zoicha, to be the Manig Amiti, because there was absolutely no me in it in any kind of a way. A person who dies on Kiddush Hashem is dying for Olam Haba. A person who's, everybody wants some kind of a connection with Hashem. He's saying, I don't even need any connection with you. I'm willing to be completely erased. He was Zoicha to the old, that's the Madrego of Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rebbe. And what did he do with this Rachmanis? This Rachmanis, the Rebbe says, what's the Ikar Rachmanis? What do you feel compassionate when you see a person suffering? Says the Rebbe, all the suffering in the world that you see, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, financial suffering that there is nothing in comparison to the suffering of a Yid that doesn't have Eira. Why? If we would have, you know, the Gemara says, by the way, that if a person would get, you know, Gemara and Brachas, that if a person would get eyesight to see around him for a second how many mazikim are around him, he would die on the spot just from fear of seeing what's around him. There's hundreds of thousands of malachim, bad angels. If we would get the view of what's going on around us, what's the vart here? The vart is we don't see. We don't have lenses. That's we're going to talk about das in a second. We don't have the lenses. But the Rebbe is saying like this, that if we would get the lenses to see for a second what it looks like a Jew with an avera, they're two that they have no shaykhis. The Rebbe says a Jew comes from Am Kadosh. Anyone who knows from where a Jew comes from understands that they're delicate and they're spiritual, and it's not shaykh for them to carry the heaviness of one avera. So a tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he has rachmanis, what is his ikar rachmanis? His ikar rachmanis is not the suffering that you're going through physically, financially, emotionally, mentally. He's seeing the avera that's causing this suffering that you're going through. And he has rachmanis, and he knows that why did you come to this avera in the first place? Ein adam oiva avera, ela imke nichnas by ruach shtus. So the only reason why you did this avera is because you didn't have das. You're missing das. So therefore, the tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, all he does, he's Isaac be yeshuva shalayla. All he does, he engages himself all day in bringing das, yeshuva ilam, civilizing the world. What does it mean to civilize the world? To make the world full of people. What does it mean, people? Ikara adam hua das. A person is das. A person without das is a chaya, but the most adam, the Rebbe says. He's an animal in the form of a man. He's not a man. A man is someone who has das. So all Moshe Rabbeinu is doing, all the tzaddik is doing the whole time, is he's instilling das into you. He's pumping in das. He's fueling das into you. And with his rachmanis, he sees what are you missing? Which das are you missing? Because das has different levels. So that means he has to instill for Nachman a das on his level, and for Benzi a das on his level, and for Mendi a das on his level. And we need to understand what das is in order to understand how the tzaddik does this. It's amazing. Wait till you see this. Hold on to your seatbelt because you're going to go to Shamayim with this. Mendy, please tell him that I'm right. You're gonna go.
I'll
it's not normal. It's not normal, the mechanics. The mechanics, we didn't talk about das. But this is what the tzaddik does. So again, the tzaddik, who's the manik, who's bringing people, he's instilling das. Why? Because he's a rachman. And what is rachmanis does he have? He has das with his rachmanis to know what to give to each recipient, because he feels the rachmanis of each person and understands that all the suffering that the person is going through in his journey in life is all really because of his averis, either his averis or Klal Yisrael's averis. So all he knows is, if I put more das there, I'm going to save the guy. But each person is going through, needs a different dosage. Each person needs a different dosage of das. So how does this das work? And the Rebbe says, this thing called Das, which he still doesn't explain, Das, that Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Manik, who's the Rachman, is instilling into Klal Yisrael, this thing of Das doesn't just exist with the Tzaddik when he's alive. Even L'acha Yistal Kusoy, the Das continues. How? How could his Das continue if he dies? So the Rebbe says, because there's no Mila for the Neshama. God didn't create the world in a way where the neshamas come down to this world, they go back to that world, and what's the purpose? The purpose is that the neshama comes down to this world, and even when it goes up to the next world, it leaves a part of itself into this world. What's the part of itself that it leaves in this world? Das, because we said the ikar adam hu das. The whole thing of a person is das. So the das, if he leaves the das in the world, even when the neshama goes up, the Rebbe says these words, it's nechshav ke'ilu hu mamish kayim ba'olam. In other words, that you live, you're 70, 80, 90, 100, 120 years. If you leave over das into the world, the das that you're leaving over to the world is you are reincarnated in your deeper of das to whoever you left over that das to. Says the Rebbe, who is the das that you're leaving over to? The das is either a ben, a child, or a talmud. But if it's a ben, it has to be a ben that's like a talmud. The ben that's mekabel the das of his father. Because if a ben, if you leave a ben Russia, there's no milah of having a son that's a Russia. But if you have a son that's mekabel your das, then your das goes into your son. You go into your son. It's nechshav that you are still in the world. That's one way. Another way is talmud. If you have a talmud, a student, that you're giving over your das to, and your das stays in the world through your student. Okay, anyway, so that where was I? So these are
Talmud.
the two tools. I have a ben or a Talmud. The Rebbe brings a pasuk. Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Hashem ein chalifa islam." David HaMelech was talking about his that he was being towards the end of his life. Avshalom went against his own son, went against him, his other son, or whatever. He was going through a lot of thing, and he saw, and he's complaining. He's like not complaining, screaming to Hashem, and he says, "Hashem ein chalifa islam. I don't even have a substitute." Says the Gemara, "What does it mean? Chalifa is a substitute." Machloikis chad oma ben chad oma Talmud. The Rebbe explains the machlokes as they're both really saying the same thing. What is considered chalifos? What is considered a substitute, a substitution for myself? What's an exchange for myself? Ben or a tal? The one Mahandama is saying a ben is a substitute because a ben is he's nimshach me'av, and if he's mekabel das av, he's really the substitute of the father. And the other Mahandama says no. A Talmud is enough because the whole purpose is leaving Das in the world. If the Talmud is Makabel Das Rabbi, he's also enough. And some Machlekes, and the Rebbe makes from the Machlekes that they're really both saying the same thing because the Ben is really a Talmud and the Talmud is really a Ben. Why is it? The Ben is a Talmud because he's Makabel Das Av, just like the Talmud is Makabel Das Av. The Talmud is a Ben because the Gemara says, Kol Malamed Ben Chaveru Torah, Ki'ilu Aso, Ki'ilu Yoldoi. As if, says the Rebbe, what's Pshat in this Chazal? Because if the whole purpose is Das, and what we're lacking to be an Adam, ki ikra Adam hu adas, is das. That means if I have no das, what am I? I'm a chaya bidmus Adam. So if I give over to a Talmud my das, that Talmud I created him because I took him from chaya bidmus Adam to an Adam bidmus Adam. So says the Rebbe Memelitz, not only did he get my das, but I'm doing the same thing like the father that created his son. And the son becomes the father, so too the Talmud becomes a Ben. So the Rebbe mixes the two, saying Ben is Talmud and Talmud is Ben. And that's how Das stays in the world. Says the Rebbe, not only, this is, I'm telling you, as I'm doing this, it's like, it's so fascinating. That says the Rebbe, so not only am I the Das stays in the world, not only Moshe Rabbeinu is doing, engaging in Yeshiva Olam, but our Tafkid is to engage in Yeshiva Olam. What is the Yishuv Olam that we're doing? That when we talk to each other in Torah and Yerushalayim, and we giving das to each other, now I'm giving you das, so you become my Talmud. And when you give me and you reciprocate and you tell me your das, your Chiddush and your Torah and your journey, then I become your Talmud. Kum tois that we are being oisig b'Yishuv Olam by giving each other das. Everyone's giving each other das. Says the Rebbe that's how we continue this loop. Of Moshe Rabbeinu, who started Atah Reis L'Das, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. He's the one who gave us the Das, the originator of Das, because he was the ultimate Rachman. He was the ultimate Manik. And he was Oisik B'Yeshuva Shalaylam, because he understood that the Ikar Rachmanis is the Averus. So too, us between each other, on our level, every person is able to have Rachmanis on the other person. And what's the Ikar Rachmanis is the Averus. And if a person has Das, he's not frozen in his Rachmanis. He's able to take, engage his Das in a way of leadership, in a way of giving to the other person. What is he giving him? He's giving him his Torah. He's giving him his Chizuk. He's giving him his Cyrus. He's giving him his Das. That is he's doing the job of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's continuing the job in this world. That is the das of Moshe Rabbeinu that got reincarnated into the world because Moshe Rabbeinu made Talmidim. And Memele, his dibur went into these Talmidim. So Moshe Rabbeinu exists in his das. That went down, 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 all the way to Nachman and Bensi and Mendi and Mush. That all, and Memele, Moshe Rabbeinu is Mashahoya Hushiyah because Moshe Rabbeinu is now giving das through us. So it's a loop and a chain. This thing of Das is not something that's one time. It's something that continues and continues as long as there's a Ben or a Talmud. Says, you got it so far? So now we have the third component. We have Rachman. We have Das with Rachmanis. Manig. And what is Manig doing? Oisik b'Yeshuva Shalaylam, giving Das. And when it gives Das, we are continuing as long as we're in the loop of Das. Says the Rebbe. I'm telling you, as I'm saying this, like not normal, says the Rebbe. So there's a prerequisite here to this giving the das. If Nachman and Bensi want to give das to each other, there's one thing you need, and that's called Yerushalayim. What is Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim means I have to have fear of heaven. fear of heaven. The Rebbe doesn't go into it, but it seems like he's alluding to it, that there is fear of heaven, which is a lower level and a higher level. There's a fear of heaven that is from the consequences, the Yiras Einish, and there's fear of heaven that's in a higher place, Yiras Araimimus, that I am so in awe by the greatness and the presence of God that I am all I am. I feel like I'm nothing. And the only way I could connect to it is by being included in it. What I just said, let me say that again. We are all the Halavai, we should be in Yiras Einish. But in Yiras Araimimus, but there is, you can get to that place. In Oman, you get to that place. You can get to that place. You can get to that place. The place of that you are in the presence of such awesomeness and such greatness that you're in awe and you feel so small. You ever go out, you should, I don't know if you guys buy this, and you go out into the ocean. And you look around at the picture around you, or in the forest, or anytime you go out into nature and you see something wondrous, Niagara Falls, right? You ever contemplate Niagara Falls and you say, wait a second, the creator that made this, and this is one tiny fraction of his creation. How big is this? And you start contemplating, you go into that space of the bigger you see of what you see how much you don't see, and you feel so much, you start feeling smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and you say, so how could I be connected to this? How do I connect to such a Rabbeinu Shalom? How could it be that I count? I'm a dot, I'm an ant, I'm nothing. Do the ants count? Do the ants count? So I'll tell you, stop. I'll go out other things. So I had this, I was in Florida one day, and there's like, I go to Surfside a lot. There's a strip in Surfside. You know, you take a walk down the beach, there's like a strip that it extends into the ocean about 1,500 feet, let's say. You go all the way to the edge of that strip. There are rocks that you go down there. You sit on those rocks, and your mom is in the ocean. You're in the ocean, and the waves are coming from both sides. And if it's a beautiful day and you look back at land, you like the picture is sick. It's sick. I was there one day, and my mamish had this kasha. I was having his budget. I said, I got some bracha. How could I count? How could it be that I count? But I believe that tzaddikim tell us, you count, and the Eibishter stops the world just to listen to you. But how could it be if God, if this is one fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the creation, how could it be that I'm relevant? A couple of hours later, I said, okay, but Amuna, I believe that as big as it is, this is, and I walk away. A couple hours later, I'm by my friend, and we go into the pool, and we're in the pool, we're swimming in the pool, and all of a sudden, there's a ladybug in the pool, and my friend, it's his pool, and he takes, you know, one of the leaves from a tree it fell off the tree or something, and he's battling with this ladybug to try, you know, and it slips off the thing, and it goes on. I'm watching the whole thing, until finally, after 2-3 minutes, he gets the ladybug, and he puts the ladybug out of the thing. I said, one second. That ladybug wasn't relevant to him or to me or anything when it was on. But all of a sudden, it became relevant. The guy spent 3 minutes of his time trying to get the stupid ladybug out of the thing. So what's the difference? It's not that he's so small and he's not relevant. He's just not relevant. The second he becomes relevant, then he's relevant, and it doesn't make a difference what size he is. When he was relevant, that was his mission to get him out. I said, I was machazik myself, and I said, wow, that's what happens with us. Wataka an ant. Wataka a speck on the spectrum and nothing. But we are Klal Yisrael. We're Chelik Alekai Mimal, and we're always relevant. And Mamela, yeah, even the big, big, because you're going. So we're always relevant. So yeah, it's not a steer. That was my way of answering the steer. It's not a steer. No matter how small you are, as long as we're always relevant, it's a Mamela thing. Anyway, prerequisite of being able to give over das is yira. The more yira you have, whichever level of yira you have, that's how the person will hear it. Because there's two parts. Many times you speak to a person and he gets this ira for the moment. You know, it happens all the time to us, right? Especially to me. You get the guy in the moment, and a moment later he gets distracted and it's over. And there's no impact to your words. And sometimes you could say something and that you could see that thing had an impact and the guy changes. What's the difference? The Rebbe says the difference is the yira shemayim that you had when you said it. If it was Yerushalayim, Kedemus L'Chachmasai, Chachmasai Miskayemus. If I'm saying a beautiful intellectual thing from Rav Nachman, but I'm not really holding with what I'm saying. So it'll have an impact, but it's not going to have an impact that can make a change, that can make a difference, that can make a life. But if I'm coming before I'm telling you the fascination of Rav Nachman and the mechanics of the beauty of his Varta. And I'm telling you a place. I want to come close to Hashem. I want to serve Hashem. And I'm coming from a platform of Yerushalayim. Based on the platform of my Yerushalayim, that's what of an impact it's going to have on the recipient of my das. So the Rebbe says a person needs to work on his constant Yerushalayim so that his das has a kiyum by the next person. And this is now the map again. Rachman, das, to have is brings to Anhaga. Anhaga brings to Isaac be Yeshuva Shalom, which is the Ikar Rachmanis, is the Averis, and giving das into the people. And that we, each person, can also do the same Avodah of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the Tzaddik, by giving das to each other, except we need Yerushalayim. But what is this thing called das? What is das? Bensi, you make a bracha 3 times a day. The first bracha of Bakasha that you have in Shemini Esrei is Ato Chayin and Adam Das, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chayin and Adas. Tell me what you understand Das is. What is it? Well, how? Yeah. What am I searching for? It's something. What is it?
Okay, like most, like clarity.
This is connection. Clarity is included in it. When I'm connected, I'm clear. Well, how do we know that Das is connected? The Torah tells us, V'adam yoda es chava ishtoi. What does Rashi say on that? Intimacy. What does it mean? Adam Yoda is Chava Yishoy. He was intimate with his wife. Azoshtet, Rashi, Tashmish Amitah. Intimacy is the ultimate connection. Like Mendy started saying, the oneness. So what am I connecting to? Das is, I'm asking Hashem for Das. Connection to what? To Him. I'm living in a world of materialism. Everything around me, even the spirituality, is in a materialistic box. There's a base medrash, there's a room. There's an Aron Kodesh, it's a box. Everything is represented by materialistic things. Even my spiritual things are materialistic. Nothing is emesdic spiritual. Everything is tangible. Everything is mamashistic. Everything is something that is boxed in a physical place. We believe that Hashem is here. Hashem is there. Hashem is truly everywhere. So Mamela, we're able to connect to the Sefer Torah that has Oishis and the Sefer Torah on parchment with Atzer Chaim that is all physical. But it's spiritual physicality. And we're saying this is a Torah. It represents Torah and it represents godliness. But do we see the godliness there? Take a guy that doesn't know anything. He sees parchment with black letters in it that he doesn't understand anything. Ask him to describe it. He's not going to describe it as something spiritual. Because there's nothing in this world that is spiritual. Everything in this world is physical and gushei afo krutzei chayma. It's something that's made up of mounds of sand and lumps of clay. Nothing in this physical world is spiritual, except that we have emunah. And what does emunah do? What does belief say? Belief says that I see the representation of this physical item, this screen of physicality, represents something that's spiritual and godly and divine and big. And because I have more emunah, I know that Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere, which means that the table is God, the chair is God, the house is God, everything is God. There is no separation from Teva to God, right? There's no separation. But I don't know it. I believe it. Das is the elevation of my belief that I believe it so much that I know it. I know it so clear that it's not something that it's belief anymore. It's I know that the Torah is Torah, it's Torah Hashem. I know that the parchment and the Isis are Torah Hashem. I know it because I know it. Can I prove it? No. But it's I know it so much, it's as if I could prove it. The Rebbe says this in a different Torah. Das means that I can, Yediyah means I know it and I can prove it. Das is, I know it, I cannot prove it, but I know it as if I can prove it. It's the same knowing, I just can't prove it. That means to me, it's so clear that there's no separation from it. You cannot question me on it. It's Vadai that this is what it is because I elevated my belief to a place of Yediyah Hashem that's called Das. How do I get there? By connecting and believing that the table has spirituality in it. And I believe it so much until I see the spirituality by me. We're far from that, but we could get to that place because Hashem is everywhere. Ata hareis al hadas, ki Hashem hu Elokim. Elokim is Teva, Gematria, Hateva is Gematria Elikim. The godliness that Hashem created the world, we're all minded that the Eibishter created the world. That Elikim, but he created a system. The system works. 1 + 1 = 2. There's all different logic and cause and effect in the system. But to believe that the Eibishter is micromanaging every component of the system, and that there's not ain't oid milvada, there's nothing in the world but God, that's das. That's das, that Havaya is Elikim. The Elikim, which seems like Teva, that God created the world, is really Hoya Hoiva V'yia. It's not that it was. It's Hoya Hoiva V'yia. Every component of it, Havaya Hu Elikim. Ata Rezala Das Ki Hashem Hu Elikim. So Das is always the same. It never changes. It's always finding Hashem in Elikim. Finding God, Hoya Hoiva V'yia, in Teva. That's what Das is. Says the Rebbe, this Das that we're saying of Havaya Hu Elikim is separated into two components. There's an internalization and there's an external part of this Das. What's the internal part of this Das? The internal part of this Das is the acquisition of my Emunah becoming Yediyah. What I see throughout my lifetime, I say, ah, that was Hashem. There's no other way to explain it. That was Hashem. That was Hashem. I start internalizing a certain amount of das, which is not the same das when the child, my three-year-old grandson that was singing, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere, although he has a Emunah Pshuta, which in a certain way is higher than das, but he has no das to what he's saying. He's just in belief. He believes Hashem is there, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. But we've seen Hashem. We've seen Hashem here and there, and we believe Hashem is truly everywhere. So we got more das. What is this das that we're getting? There is levels and levels because Hashem is endless. Ein Sof, to really connect to Hashem, there is no place. There's no place. There's no, we got it. We never get it. We're getting it. We're always getting it. And the more we get it, the more we see how much we didn't get. So the Rebbe is telling us there is two parts of this das. The internalization, how do I internal my das? The Eibishter gave me a chachma. And by the way, I forgot to tell you. Chachma, and what's the difference between das, chachma, bina, and das? Chachma is the intellect. We're all born with an intellectual chip that has a memory, certain amount of gigabytes in memory, certain amount of gigabytes of absorbing information, of understanding, of a havana. And then there's another part. It's called Bina, which is a processor. To be able to take the intellect, even though it comes in a package that seems only in this package, but I can see a similar package and B, take the intellect from this package and apply it to this package, and take the intellect from this package and apply it to this package, and that's called Bina. When there is a perfect balance of my intellect and my processor, Chachma, which is in the brain, Bina, which is in the heart, the emotional intelligence, and there's a balance, and I give it out through my Dibur, through my Peh, that is Das. Says the Rebbe, the words Chalifois, we said before, that the Dabra Mal said, Asha ein Chalifois Lamay, there is no exchange, there is no substitution, Chadam HaBen v'Chadam HaTalmud, says the Rebbe, Chalifois is the Rosh HaTevis Pi Yedaber Chachma, my mouth will talk with intellect, the Hogus Libi Tvunois, and my heart will convey Bina. Perfect balance of Chachma, Bina, through the Dibur, that's Das. That's the Das that I'm giving over to you. That's the Das that's Oisik Bi Yeshuva Shalayla. How do I get to that Das? That Das is the internalization. When I have that perfect balance, I internalize that Das, I'm able to give over that Das. But every time I internalize Das, there's a Seichel HaMakif. There is more das that is surrounding my brain that I still didn't attain. And every time I get another privy of insight to godliness, another insight to spirituality, another feeling of connection to divinity, there is always going to be another step of divinity that I recognize at the same moment that I'm getting it, that I still didn't get it. That's what godliness is. That's what spirituality is. I get that I don't know. The purpose of knowing is to know that I don't know. Because the more I know Hashem, the more I know that I don't know, because he's so much bigger than I know. He's so much bigger than my seichel. Says the Rebbe, that our avodah is to be oisik be yeshuva shalom, and we need to be able to give over the das. And how do we give over the das? We give over the das by talking to our friends with Yerushalayim. And now I'm giving, says the Rebbe, Mayur de Gazach. So when I give you over my das, I'm telling this to Bensi now. And all of a sudden, by the way, it's mamash happening. As the Rebbe says it, Mendy, this is what's happening to me right now. This is live, by the way. As I'm saying it to you in this way, I'm getting the Torah in a way bigger way than I had it before we were learning today. Because the Rebbe says, why? Because, and you, by the way, I'm sure you experienced this learning or business also. As you're doing something that you didn't know, but all of a sudden you start talking about it, you're giving it over to someone else to do, you epiphany hits you as you're talking. The Rebbe says, what's happening here? The mechanics are because you're giving over your das. Where is your das sitting? In your seichel. So you're emptying out your seichel and you're making a vessel to be able to get an ability of more das, a bigger makif. So every time you're giving over your das to your friend, you're getting another makif. And that's how you evolve and you grow in your das, in your connection to Hashem. Kumtois. This is the bomb. You ready? This is the bomb, and I'll leave you with this bomb because I'm winded already. But I'll leave. This is the bomb, and then we'll pick up from this bomb next time. Kumtois like this. The Rebbe said that das is given over through a ben atamid. The Rebbe also said that when I'm talking to you, you're my Talmud. And when you're talking to me, we're giving over the das. The Rebbe also said that when you give over that das, you get reincarnated into your dibur of das. Kumtois. That when I'm giving you my makif, my pinim, which is to you a makif, and it goes into you, I get a new makif. Because now, I opened up my seichel to be able, Kaylee, to get another higher connection of godliness. So that means that the guy that I got das from, which was Mendy, he also gets a new makif. Because he gave me his das, and I gave his das to you. So he also gets a new makif. And the guy who Mendy got a makif das from also gets a new makif. Goes all the way up to the tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets a new makif. What's the new makif that Moshe Rabbeinu is getting? He's getting a makif from Olam Haba, the Rebbe says, which is Yoyim Shekuloi Aruch, that gives now a new ability. Every time a new makif of Olam Haba comes into the world, that something that's L'mayla Manazman comes into a definition, it's able to go lower and pick up another yid in the Darimata, someone who's down in the dumps that the Torah wasn't able to reach to him. But now because I gave over das to Bensi and I got a new makif and Mendy got a new makif, Moshe Rabbeinu got a new makif, and now a new makif exists in the world to be able to pick up and have more rachmanis on the lowest element of yid. And when we all get connected through the makifim, game over. That's when Mashiach comes. That's the das. By the way, I'm winded, but we only did five sifim, and we're holding sifim. I can't. But it's enough.